This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Delighted to be joined now by former University of Miami player and now University of Miami coach Damian Lewis. And now I'm getting old because I did the games when you were a player and now you're back as a coach. And when I did the games as a player, I did all of your years. So now here you are as a coach. At any rate, enjoyed watching your journey so far. And Damian, welcome back to the University of Miami.
I appreciate you having me on the show, and it's great to be back. You know, it's like everything is coming full circle. You know, came here and started college coaching with Butch over at FIU in 2018 and 2019, and then went out to the NFL and coached in Seattle for 4 years. Spent last year with Coach Prime and did an amazing job out there with Colorado and those guys. I got to help get that program turned around. Back home, baby. Back home at the U.
Yeah, back home, and you. During that tour, you did not mention about your broadcast career. So you're a broadcaster, coach, a broadcaster turned coach. So you've got experience on my side of the business.
Yes, I do. When I was in Charlotte, I was on WFNZ. We had a little show that we did called Tell the Truth Tuesdays, breaking down the Carolina Panthers during the season. Then when I came out here to FIU, I actually did some work on the radio here, too, doing some sports broadcasting and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, I got a little experience behind the microphone in the booth, interviewing and stuff like that. Had a great time doing it.
All right. Well, how about this? You stick to coaching right now.
This is definitely the day job.
All right. You're coming back to the University of Miami, and I want to talk to you about your other stops. But first, coming back to the U, how impactful is this for you to be back coaching where you played?
Man, it's just the passion of it. You know, once you're a Hurricane, you're always a Hurricane. And I remember telling the guys that the other day. So, you know, coaches come and go, but you're a Hurricane, you'll be a Hurricane forever. And this is a brotherhood like no other. And I was telling them, you know, I got a thread right now on WhatsApp. It's over 100 Hurricanes on that thread. You know, so you are always connected to this place. Once you come and you're a part of it and just want to keep it that way, you know, this is sacred. And it just feels super special to be back here, you know, especially coming here as a player and being part of Butch Davis's team and helping rebuild the program and get it back to a national prominence and then going to the NFL and playing for 10 years and now going full circle and getting the opportunity to come back here and coach the very position that I played. Man, it's just, that's God, man. It's just nothing else that I can even explain it as.
You mentioned sacred, and Green Tree Practice Field has been sacred, and former players have said all along when Coach Cristobal came back, we really want guys that understand what it's like to have their cleats in the dirt of Green Tree, and you're one of those guys. How important will that be for you to express that to your position group?
Because just sitting there talking with the guys and just getting them to understand that they can see the passion in me and see the passion in my and hear the passion in my voice on how much this means. You know, this is just not, you know, somebody just coaching you. This means something. This is who I am. This is a part of who I am. This is where I went to school. This is where I graduated college from. This is where I met my wife. This is where everything, you know, happened right here for me on Greentree and at the University of Miami. You know, it was the first time stepping away from the parents and being, you know, and turning into a man. You know, all of this is part of that. And just speaking to them, I try to speak with all of that on my mind, on my heart, so that they can hear that and feel that and get a full understanding of what it means to give everything you got, not because you're at the University of Miami, but because you're part of this great brotherhood that we have here. And this is what expected of you. This is expected for you to do it this way, because this is the way it's always been done for this university. You know, this is a defensive line led university, from Jerome Brown to the Cortez Kennedys to the Russell Murray, to the Warren Saps, to myself, to the Kennard Lanes and Kenny Holmes. Like, this is what we are about. And they just, you know, just making sure they understand that and understand the passion and just the responsibility to come out and play at a level that shows all those guys respect each and every time you step out on the field. You know, we want to show something that they're going to be proud of and just happy that they are a part of.
I'm fired up. I'll be a defensive lineman right now, but I'm only 5'9", so I'm probably a little bit light. You're going to be working in conjunction in those trenches with Jason Taylor, former Dolphin, now Miami Hurricanes coach. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be awesome, man. JT's a great guy. You know, we already having fun with the guys. You know, he likes my coaching style. I love his coaching style. So, you know, we just going to try to mesh this thing together and bring it all together. You know, we got all the spring, we got the summer, and we got all the fall camp to get this thing, you know, hitting at 100 miles an hour. So I think we'll be able to get that done.
Now, you'll have all spring to dive in to your personnel, whether it's a Mezzador or a Reuben Bain. Nice to have those guys on your defensive line. But what are some of the things you want to see from your defensive linemen during the spring?
I just want to see them executing what we're calling and doing it super aggressive. You know, I want to see us winning our reps and giving the offensive line the hardest time we can. You know, we have a really good offensive line here, and if we're matching their play and if we actually get to where we are beating them every day, then we're accomplishing our goals. You know, this is about competition. Competition is everything. And, you know, you have a good offensive line. You got a great offensive line coach. I feel like we have a good defensive line here. I know we got really good defensive line coaches here. Let's battle it out. You know, let's see how good we can get these guys up front by pushing them to do things the hard way and do things the right way. If they do right, everything will be just fine with me.
Damian Lewis is our guest here on the show. I do have to ask you about some of your stops. So you did work for Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. What was that like?
Man, that was amazing, man. Coach Prime is the salt of the earth. You know, just his whole demeanor, his attitude with the kids, the way he approaches work every day is the same way he was when he played. You know, he's just a guy, he's intense. He's intent on what he wants to get done. He relays that message and everybody follows that message to a T. You know, I really, really enjoyed my time with him. And it was like, man, we got a good thing going here. But, you know, when home come calling, you got to go home sometimes. So it's my time to come home.
You also coached with the Seattle Seahawks. Tell us what that experience was like.
It was amazing coaching with Coach Pete Carroll. And then I had my boy Clint Hurd, who's also a Hurricane there. He was the D-line coach when I first got there. And I was his assistant for 2 years. And then he moved over to the D.C. role, and I became the D-line coach there. So I got to be an assistant under him to really learn a lot. And Clint helped me so much in my coaching game by just his approach, the way he teaches, the way he lays out cut-ups, and, you know, the meaning behind everything that he does, because he's super meticulous in the way that he works, and I respect the hell out of that. So I learned so much from him and was able to duplicate that and add my own sauce onto it with the guys the third and fourth year that I was there. And Pete Carroll is just amazing, you know, a great motivator. Guy always talking about competition. We competed so much as a team that we had basketball goals in the team meeting room, and there's a shoot-off going on about something. Every single meeting, we had something going on with the basketball goal. But you just learn how to get buy-in from the players, from him. And you can coach hard, but you can also require that you get that buy-in. You get that buy-in because you coach them just as hard as you love on them. And that was a great lesson that I learned from him.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, so Clint Hurd won the Super Bowl this year with former Hurricane Jeff Stoutland. Pete Carroll is back in the NFL with the Raiders. And it doesn't matter who I've talked to over the last 20 years. When Pete Carroll's name is mentioned, people rave about about his intelligence and the way he motivates.
Absolutely. I mean, it's every day. And, you know, and his whole demeanor is the motivation and the energy and the juice has to come from the coaches. We can't wait on the players to do it because they'll never do it. So when you come around this building and you see me in here and we're getting ready to practice and I'm all fired up, that's where that comes from. Like I took that in and I made that a part of my everyday life. And so I wake up super excited and ready to go and ready to seize the day. And I want the same thing for my players. So you're seeing, hear me around, got the music playing when we're meeting, getting ready to meet as a defensive unit, trying to get the guys pumped up and ready to go. And that's just how it's going to be. You know, we're going to be fired up and ready to approach the day and ready to win the day.
Damian Lewis is our guest. Before I let you go, if you take a look at, well, if our fans or you take a look at your numbers, the numbers of the guys that you coach in terms of production, tackles for losses and negative plays seem to be right in your wheelhouse. So I imagine that's going to be very important for this defensive line, in particular defensive tackles, to be able to play in the opponent's backfield.
Yes, it is. You know, we got to strike and play physical up front and play with knockback. Got to be able to knock the offensive line back so we can create those opportunities for those tackles for losses. So, you know, it's all about being physical at the point of attack and playing with your hands and, playing what you're getting. You know, a lot of block destruction work we'll do to make sure the guys are comfortable with the blocking schemes that they're getting week in and week out as we approach each game as the season comes about. And, we're just going to go out and compete the very hardest we can. And that's what all you can ask for the guys to do, just make sure that they're bought in, locked in, and just want to go out here and play with everything they got.
All right, last thing for you. We'll go down memory lane here real fast. Fans always like this part. Maybe your most cherished memory when you were a player at Miami.
Gosh almighty, man, there's so many, man. I think one of the greatest memories when we came out our junior year in 99 and we beat Ohio State in the Pigskin Classic. You know, I think a lot of people had us picked to lose that game because before we had lost to Syracuse at the end of the year in 98 and then came back and beat UCLA. So nobody really knew what we were coming in as coming into that year in 99. And I think it was a shocker how we came out and dominated Ohio State that game. You know, we dominated them on the offensive line, dominated them on the defensive line, and this is a great game. You know, Reggie is the birth of Santana Moss that game, and Reggie Wayne had a great game. And, you know, that was just the first time we saw all the hard work that we had put in, you know, coming off probation and all that stuff kind of come to fruition. That's when we really knew we had a talented football team. We were heading in the right direction.
Yep, in the Meadowlands. All right, Damian. Well, obviously you put your broadcast talents to work here, but I know you want to get out there on the practice field. And thank you so much for joining us, and welcome back to the University of Miami.
Thank you. And Joe, you can call me anytime, brother. I got you.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.